The Simply Strategic Show with Tim Stevens and Tony Morgan.
Hey Tim, big weekend last weekend.
It was a big weekend.
We celebrated the Easter holiday. I'm assuming it was a big weekend for churches across the country. At least I'm hoping that was the case.
Yeah, you're right. That wasn't just a local Granger celebration.
No, I hear that they celebrate Easter in other places as well. Now, in addition to that, we launched the Da Vinci Code series.
That's right.
So it was a big launch to the series, and believe it or not, the topic this past weekend.
Jesus.
Yeah. So
focus on Jesus.
We're up on Jesus.
Yep.
So that was a big deal. And tomorrow, this is exciting. I think this is the only time, only the second time we've taught this workshop.
That's right.
We're doing a Simply Strategic Growth on the Granger campus, and we have church leaders from across the country that are coming in to participate in the one-day workshop and doing a few other topics, too. Tomorrow, some of the other staff from our team are going to be teaching, and so we're looking forward to having – last count, I saw maybe like close to 200 different church leaders coming.
And for those coming to our workshop, it's like being in a podcast all day long.
An all-day podcast.
That's a blessing for people.
It certainly is.
I threw in that church word, blessing.
I noticed that, Tim.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, today's show, we are going to get focused, and I'm looking forward to the conversation today. Really going to get focused. So we'll be right back. You're listening to the Simply Strategic Show, and we'll be back in just a few moments. So we're getting focused in this episode, Tim.
We're going to focus, laser focus.
We are, and actually we're doing that as a church as well, and we've just started talking about this.
You're waving your little styrofoam microphone at me.
We have,
it's throwing me off.
Dustin gave us styrofoam microphones, and so now I have this challenge of deciding, do I use the styrofoam mic or the real mic?
I don't know, but you're waving at it like a wand, and it's making me nervous.
All right, I'll put it down.
Thank you.
Again, we're getting focused in this episode.
That wasn't a good example, was it?
And actually, this goes back a couple months when we first started talking about this. It goes back to our working leadership team retreat that we took out in Phoenix.
That's right.
We talked about that on several episodes back. But you want to take us back in time, Tim, and kind of share with our audience what that conversation was all about back in Phoenix?
Yeah, we had a great few days there in a little house in Scottsdale, just trying to figure out kind of what the vision is for this next phase of ministry. And we really started from the standpoint and this journey I think started several months ago, of figuring out how do we kind of get down and get focused instead of being, you know, so broad you're flat.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really started talking about that. You know, is it clear for our people if they're, you know, here in their spiritual life and we want them to get over there, how they get there?
Right.
And it seemed like we were giving our people just mixed messages and you know, do this, and, you know, 32 different things. And
right.
And so it's like, how do we focus this down into something simple that people can get their hands around and they can really make some progress in their spiritual walk?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the keys here, too, is we're talking about, rather than helping people connect to events or programs at the church where the church is owning their spiritual journey, to help them get to the point where they're owning their own personal spiritual journey. So, I mean, it is about the church getting focused.
Yeah.
But it's more than that. It's about helping people get focused in their faith walk.
It's driving it down to the individual so that they're thinking, you know, what do I do in this area? You know, and we're going to talk about five areas we've identified, but how do I, in my own journey, how do I make progress in this area of my life? And maybe it's something the church can help me with, and maybe it's something I need to be doing personally. But we're then on the encouragement end of helping them get from here to there.
So what we've started talking about over the last couple weeks with the church is we're calling it Focus on Five.
Mm-hmm.
And we have five different, strategies for individual
steps, tools, whatever.
Yeah, to help people walk through those. So let's try to let's just outline those first, and then we'll talk a little bit more about this. What's the first one, Tim?
First one is to invest and invite. And we're really encouraging people to invest in relationships within their sphere, whatever that is. It's not necessarily, you know, go out and meet someone new and invest in them. It's invest in people that are already in your sphere of influence and invite them. I mean, we're trying to produce services that are very easy for you to invite your non-religious friend to. And so we're kind of stepping up this encouragement to say, invest in those relationships and invite them to a service.
The second one is read your Bible. And we could have chosen a number of spiritual disciplines to focus on, but I think we agreed as a leadership team that if we could look back after a year and know that people have regularly started reading their Bible, that's probably going to impact what's happening in the rest of their spiritual life as well, too. So that was number two, it's read your Bible.
Yep, read your Bible. Number three was serve once a month. Serve once a month. Whether that serving is within the walls of the church, in the children's ministry, or helping people park their cars during a Sunday morning service, or whether that's serving at the homeless shelter or something outside of the walls of the church, we just feel like it's very important in someone's spiritual walk to be always serving someone outside themselves.
The fourth one is have a friend and be a friend. And this is about encouragement, accountability, helping people develop meaningful relationships so that there is someone that's kind of encouraging them to take their next step in their faith journey, but by the same token that they have that same type of relationship with somebody else.
Yeah, and we found over and over that people are much more likely to take spiritual steps if they're in relationship with someone else.
That's right.
And then the last one is do the next right thing. And that's kind of a bucket which encompasses whatever God's doing in your heart. Mm-hmm. So, you know, your next right thing might be to start reading your Bible, maybe one of these other four we've talked about. But it also might be work on that relationship with your spouse, or it might be, you know, to stop a practice in your life that's mm-hmm. not helping you, or to get a grip on an addiction in your life.
Right.
So whatever God's doing in your heart, do the next right thing.
Yeah, and really what that amounts to is it's just trying to make worship simple for people. We think of worship as being standing up singing a song on Sunday morning,
mm-hmm.
But really worship is how we're living our life and making sure that is reflective of who God is in us. So those are the five: invest and invite, read your Bible, serve once a month, have a friend, be a friend, and do the next right thing. Now, do you want to talk about how we've been kind of helping the church walk through this process initially?
Yeah, we started soon after we came back from Scottsdale, and we kind of identified these five, and we hadn't really talked about them much at all, even with staff. And we put together a survey, and within a week or two after coming back, we surveyed our entire church because we wanted to get kind of a baseline. You know, how are people doing with investing and inviting? How are people doing with reading their Bible? Do they have relationships that are spiritually helping them? Are they already engaged in serving? So we wanted kind of a benchmark and to figure out where people are at. And then with the idea that 3 months, 6 months, 9 months down the road, we would do the same or similar survey again and see, are we making progress? Because if we're not, then we need to do something different about how we're focusing on these. So that was the first step. And then we just started kind of rolling out the communication, first with staff, with our lay board. Then we started with our Thursday night crowd a few weeks ago, which is the gathering of our believers. It's about 20 to 22% of our weekend attendance comes on Thursday night, and really kind of gave a more detailed layout for them. And then we talked to all of our volunteers. Soon after that, we talked. Then this past weekend or 2 weekends ago, we talked to the entire weekend crowd.
Yeah, Mark took the entire message really to lay out this entire focus for these coming months, and so that was the everybody in the church then had that was their first introduction to what we're going to be focusing on. Now it's more than just communicating up front, though. What is this going to look like in the coming months as we move into this process? Because we're not just going to dump this on people and let it go from there.
Exactly, we want to really focus. On these focuses, if I can say that. So it's going to affect the series that we choose, the specific messages that we choose, how we talk during those messages, what we'd like to do. For example, This coming weekend, 2 weekends from now, we're doing the Mystery of the Bible as a part of our Da Vinci series, and really talking about the history of the Bible and then the impact it has on your personal life and how you can pull it into your life day by day, week by week. And we are using that message during that series because of these focuses and helping people take that step, because so many in our weekend crowd are not familiar with the Bible. They didn't either didn't grow up with it, or they certainly haven't picked one up for many, many years. And so it's we're starting kind of from a baseline, helping people get back in the Bible and figuring out, what do I read first and how do I apply that to my life?
Yeah, we have plans in the future with our midweek service too, the service that we have for people that are already convinced, the Christ followers, to walk through a number of these topics at maybe even a different level than we would cover on the weekends. And then additionally, I know in our small group ministry too, helping to focus the conversation and Bible study materials that they're using too, to help move people along these steps to really get these focus on five steps ingrained in through their life as well.
We're looking at ways to help people with the serve once a month, easy strategies for people who are not comfortable with serving. They haven't done that in the past, to take a first step into serving. Right now, our survey told us we had about 40% of our crowd, which is really cool. 40% are involved in serving at least once a month. And that's great, but how do we get the other 60%, to take a step in that as well?
That's right. Well, that's Focus on Five, and I'm really looking forward to this in my own personal life, but also for the church as a whole. And it's going to be fun to look back a year from now and see the journey that God has brought our church on through these months as a result of this. And we'll have to come back and kind of talk about where He's brought us then as a church.
And if anyone's listening, they got to be thinking, boy, this isn't real profound.
No.
And it's really not. It's not about coming up with something that no one else has ever thought of.
Right.
It's about just focusing like a laser on these five areas.
All right. This is the Simply Strategic Show. I'm Tony. I'm here with Tim, and we'll be back in a few moments. Tim, I love this segment.
It's pretty fun.
It's pretty complicated, though.
We get to surprise someone.
Yeah, we do. We surprise somebody. We call them up. They don't know that we're going to call them, but we call them up, and we ask them the question, what are you doing?
Our success rate's like we're like 2 out of 14 or something actually have answered the phone.
Something like that, yeah. It's because it's so complicated, we thought we would give it a complicated name to the segment.
What's it called?
It's called What Are You Doing?
All right. I'm pretty excited today because we are going way outside of the Granger metropolitan area. Actually, on the other side of the country almost. I have Perry Noble on the line from Anderson, South Carolina. You still there, Perry?
I'm here, Tony. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. You are on the segment that Tim and I like to call What Are You Doing? We just call people randomly and ask them, what are you doing? So I'm curious, what are you doing today, Perry?
Right now, I'm sitting at my desk chewing on a highlighter. I chew on pens, Tony. I it's really gross, but you know what? Let me just say this. That is the safest way to make sure that pens never leave your desk, because nobody will come in and chew, or nobody will come in and get one, because you chew all over it, and it's just really gross. But I'm sitting here chewing on a highlighter, and just finished up the message for June the 11th. I'm really trying to get, we work really far ahead, and so I got some ideas down, and going into a lead team meeting in just a little while. So, but yeah, that's it. I'm just sitting here with my highlighter chewing on it, man.
Are you allowed to tell us what the June 11th message is about?
Yes, I'm going to do one on overcoming your spiritual blues. Like, you know how it is when you receive Jesus in your life, and some people go, well, that's it, I'm a Christian, but talking about how that's not the finish line, that's the starting block, and when you get bogged down, why do we get bogged down? What are some things that bog us down, and how do we come out of that? So that'll be a fun message.
So, Perry, you just moved into your new facility. I don't know, what's it been, a couple months ago?
Yeah, we've been in here about 10 or 11 weeks so far.
And how's it going?
Oh, my gosh, man. It's been phenomenal. We just had Easter weekend, and we had 7,445 people show up.
Oh, my.
And so it was, that was really big. The past 2 weeks, we've seen over 200 people come to Christ. And it's just, God is really doing something here, Tony. And so there's a high level of excitement around the halls, and the staff's running around, and everybody's smiling. And man, it's just really exciting here in this new facility.
Well, we're pretty excited, too, for what's happening, because there's going to be some connection between what you're doing in South Carolina and what's happening here in Granger.
Absolutely.
Should we let our listeners know about the connection?
Do it, man. Do it.
Well, here's the big news. This is the big announcement. First time we've shared this, I'm excited to announce that Perry Noble will be joining us in September for the Innovative Church Conference at Granger Community Church. Well, how about that? That's going to be fun, isn't it?
That is exciting that somebody, something in the South can be, you can use the word innovative and South in the same sentence. I mean, you know, we're South Carolina. But yeah, man, I'm so excited, Tony, about getting up to come up and join you guys in Indiana. You know, if you guys could just work out a restaurant or something with sweet tea, I think that'd be great. But if you can't, it's still going to be a great trip, man. We're really excited about coming up.
Well, we're really looking forward to having you here, and I'm not allowed to announce who is going to be joining you for this special session of the conference, but this guy that's going to be joining us, mm-hmm. I think you know him, Perry.
I do know him. In fact, I have communicated with that person, I think.
Already? Okay, good, because I think the listeners are going to enjoy learning about him, too, in the next week or two, so we're looking forward to that. Well, Perry, I'm glad to know that you were actually doing something productive when we called you today.
Absolutely, man. I am working this pen over. Nobody will ever take this pen off my desk.
All right. Well, we'll catch up with you sometime soon, Perry. Thanks for talking.
Awesome, Tony. Thanks, bud.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, it's unusual that we would actually have a successful What Are You Doing?
It was kind of fun, wasn't it?
Tim.
What?
I see drops of sweat rolling off your head.
Well, I asked Dustin if we could have a fan. Well, we usually do have fans, but there are people sitting over on our Simply Strategic couch. But he said there was no...
You're perspiring.
No fans to help my perspiration.
Yeah,
so
gleaming, if you will.
Simply Strategic sweat.
Yeah, all right. It's been fun to be with you folks this week. We'll be back next week with the Simply Strategic Show.
You've been listening to the Simply Strategic Show with Tim Stevens and Tony Morgan. For more information, visit wiredchurches.com. Copyright 2006.